Tonight, U.S. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio will accept the Republican Party's nomination to be its vice presidential nominee. He'll deliver a primetime speech introducing himself to voters and sharing his vision for the country's future. NPR's Stephen Fowler joins us now for a preview of Vance's speech and what he brings to the ticket. Welcome, Stephen.
Hey there.
So Trump named Vance as VP pick on Monday. You have been speaking to Republicans in Milwaukee. How's he being received?
Well, Scott, it depends on what flavor of Republican you talk to. Among the many delegates and guests that NPR team here in Milwaukee has spoken to, Vance, who they view as the MAGA-era parent, is great news. Here's Claire Corcoran, an Ohio County Commissioner just outside of Cincinnati.
I think he cares about the people, and I firmly believe that he will be able to go behind President Trump, and he may be our next president after President Trump.
Well, there's also a segment of the Republican Party that's a little uneasy about Vance's isolationist foreign policy views, especially towards Ukraine. And there's people we've talked to on both sides of the aisle who point out and say that Vance doesn't expand Trump's appeal, but rather deepens it.
Let's talk about the speech. This is a moment that Vance will have to introduce himself to the country. What are we expecting to hear from him?
First and foremost, you should expect to hear about J.D. Vance's background and life story, things that he mentioned in the controversial and successful memoir Hillbilly Elegy, things like his upbringing in Ohio, his time as a Marine, the observation of the decaying Rust Belt and losing manufacturing jobs and struggles with opioids and poverty and other things in the region, and expect him to tie it to American policies that he says caused it, like the North American Free Trade Agreement and other domestic and international economic policies. Beyond the biographical, Scott, there's also the aspirational. I mean, as vice president and as someone who's about to turn 40, his take on Trump's vision of the world and of the future of the Republican Party is going to go a lot farther than the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's also a U.S. senator, so we've got a lot of things about his record and stances that we know about. And what he's going to highlight is going to be important to watch.
Right. And that gets to the tone. A lot of focus on what the tone is, especially in the days after that attempted assassination of former President Trump. Vance has really leaned into the idea of being a culture warrior since he shifted to politics. Any sense how he will approach the speech?
Well, we're not really sure. I mean, Vance partially earned this nomination because of that fierce defense of Trump with Trump's criminal trials. He was there in New York. He's defended him in the Senate many times and online. I mean, in the aftermath of the assassination attempt, he tweeted that it was President Joe Biden's rhetoric that led to the attack.
In the immediate aftermath, within hours.
In the immediate aftermath. And as a reminder, Trump has said that he has redone his speech to tone it down and focus more on unity and positivity. And other things that we've heard throughout the RNC so far have been similarly tame, but at the same time.
So NPR's Stephen Fowler at the convention in Milwaukee. It seems like his line dropped. We'll get back to Stephen in a moment if he's not there now.